Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show. And we have got another success interview here for you back by popular demand. We have had Jason Milland on, Charlie Johnson. We're bringing on Frank Demblanken. And I asked my team, who should we bring on for one of our success interviews? And our executive coaching team all agreed, Ursulon, that you should definitely be in the mix. So here we are with Ursulon Ali. I said that right. Ursulon Ali from New York City. And the reason that I'm doing a little string of interviews with my students is because really this is what I'm a product of personally. When I got into this industry, I had a lot of growing up to do. I had a lot of learning to do. I had a lot of battles I had to fight. I never realized it was going to be 1,000 times harder than it ended up being. I don't regret it for a second. So I feel like when I do these interviews, it almost brings me back in time. I get to live through my students and I get to reassure them they're right where they need to be. And they're on the right path. They're not behind schedule. They're not ahead of schedule. And I just want to hear this man's story. First of all, before we dive in, if you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast, make sure you do that now. And if you're loving it, please take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag a friend. Let somebody else know about this episode. And with that being said, I think the big theme for today is like, how do you overcome your lower self? If you're new to this space, you're self-employed now, you're looking to make a name for yourself, you have to become a better version of yourself. But how do you do that? So Ursulon's going to share with us some great lessons he's learned. And Ursulon, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate you having me on here. It's really awesome.
Well, let's go back. Tell us who you are, what you do, where you live. Just give us some insights on your upbringing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm Ursulon. I'm from New York City. I'm a certified personal trainer and nutritionist. And upbringing, like, I pretty much grew up in a very middle-class home. Thankfully, my parents, my mom specifically, was very big on education. So she sent all of us, to my siblings and I, to private schools, and I ended up going to a Catholic school. So I was very much ingrained and raised with a Christian faith, which is why I gravitated towards Vince in the first place. My brother is he's a converted non-denominational Christian. I'm in the same boat as my brother is. Yeah, that's my upbringing, was just very normal middle class. I thought we had a lot of money. It turned out that we really didn't, but my mom was just really resourceful. And when one thing that I appreciate so much about my mom is that when she wanted to make something happen, like, it freaking happened, and she found a way out of no way. And thankfully, that's something I feel like my brother, I, and all my siblings have really, really adopted. So I'm really grateful for that. You know, upbringing wise, I can't say it was bad. Like, it was an amazing childhood. I had a lot of great friends, was never around. I never got into any like drugs or alcohol or anything like that. Pretty straight laced. I focused on my education. I played a ton of video games, sidetrack, but I actually had a YouTube channel when I was 14 playing video games. I have 2,000 subscribers. I had no idea what I was doing. I was having fun. But yeah, that's a little bit about me. I really love fitness. I love health. I'm very passionate about just nutrition and like taking care of the body, holistic health. And that's it. Yeah. Like, pretty
that's
much.
Awesome. I love what you said about your mom. She was an example of finding a way out of no way.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What a way to go through life, just having that as a true north, if you will. So tell us a bit about, before we met, what were you doing career-wise?
Yeah. So I actually, I didn't finish college. So I dropped out of college my sophomore year. And that was actually because when my mom actually, maybe I'll get into this later, maybe not, but my mom passed away from cancer. And But because of that, that's how I got into health and fitness. But during that time, I was in college. So I had to make a decision of whether or not I wanted to continue or use the funds that I had accumulated to help my brother through med school. Because like I said, my mom was really the captain of the ship in terms of financing everything. My dad was just like making the money, and my mom was using the money towards all these dreams that she had for us and we had for ourselves. So during that time, I decided to leave college because I was studying finance and accounting. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was like, my brother is already on his path and his way to becoming a doctor. So I ended up giving him that money for my semester. And that worked out great because he ended up becoming a surgeon. Now he's in Connecticut. And wow. I dropped out. I began training as a personal trainer. And then soon after, I became actually a stockbroker. So I'll get to your question here. So
Good. I'm learning all about you right now here. Yeah. Oh, geez.
I began learning about like sales and I fell in love with, I would never do this now because I have completely different morals. But back then I didn't understand how like things worked. So I ended up pirating Jordan Belfort's straight line persuasion program. I would never do that now because I understand the value of paying for things and what happens if you don't and steal. Uh-huh. Back then I did, and I fell in love with sales. I really did. And I had a gut feeling to jump back into fitness, the strangest thing in the whole world. And I grew up watching Elliot Hulse and Follow Your Gut. And I just was, and like I said, I had a YouTube channel when I was younger. So I was always watching like the Hodge twins. I was always watching you, Vince, actually, Elliot Hulse, all these guys, these fitness guys. So I was very indoctrinated into this idea of follow your gut, follow your heart. So when that happened during that time, I was a stockbroker. I got very excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like my call to adventure. So I left my work as a stockbroker. I jumped back into personal training. And that's when I first got my little entrepreneurial taste. I bought Tai Lopez's social media marketing course. And I ended up just making my money back from that, but didn't really take it anywhere. And that's really when like things shifted for me because I went all in on that business, but I didn't have any business experience. I didn't understand routine and like what it took. So I got really depressed, horribly bad, like suicidally depressed during that time. I was 21. I left my work as a stockbroker. I went all in on my business. It was horrible just that time. But like Tony Robbins says, find out how the worst time is your best time. And that became a launching pad to entrepreneurship. And so what ended up happening was after that business tanked, I went back, I worked as a personal trainer at Equinox. And that's when I had my first taste of success, really. I was a top performer from the month I started to the month I finished, like a year straight. And on the side, I was continuing with that social media marketing business. And then this is before I met you, Vince. Yep. And then when I was 23, a couple of my buddies and I decided to take that a step further. And we created an agency together that we scaled from literally zero to $27,000 a month in recurring revenue every single month. But that gut feeling came back of you need to be in fitness. And I, at the peak of our business, I ended up giving it away to them, which by the way, they're doing really right now. So it worked out really well for all of us. And that's when I went back into personal training. And that's when things took a turn because now I was at square one again. And I had some exposure to you while I was at Equinox. I went to Elliot Hulse's event, Total Fitness Entrepreneur. That's where I met Rudy Maurer. I met Joe LaGalbo, Elaine Gonzalez. I met some of these guys and I was just seeing what they were doing. And all of a sudden, everything, I wanted the location neutral lifestyle. My partners really wanted like an office space and all that. And all of a sudden I was like, holy crap, this is possible. There are people doing this, making six figures. So that's when I had a taste of it. I tried the online thing on my own. Didn't really work. So that's when I saw your ad just through Instagram. I was following you, watching your videos. And I was just personal training independently, like really broke, very broke. And I just scraped up enough money to sit in on one of your masterminds. Yeah. back in August. This was last year in August.
And you came to the wrong day.
I came to the wrong day. I came to the advanced day.
I'm like, who's this guy sneaking in the room here? Like, we're trying to figure out what do? We kick him out. It was like in the early days, like, he's not supposed to be in the room, but we could let you sit there. And then we didn't hear from you afterwards. I'm like, all right, we're not letting that happen again. We just weren't too sure. Is this guy coming or going?
Yeah.
That was like my first impression with you. I'm like, this guy's, he's really fickle. Like he's one day he's all in, one day he's gone. And so I want to just give this context for my lens. It's keep going. Yeah. This is good. So you came to the event, you got exposed to a lot of guys that were having success. All right. You needed to be in fitness.
Yeah. Actually to talk to that point, I was shaking that day because I'm like, holy crap, he's going to kick me out. I came to the wrong day. I'm going to be so embarrassed. And I was so thankful when you didn't kick me out.
We're going to give this guy a shot. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. And then I was with my ex at the time, my girlfriend, my current girl, she was my ex now. And we were not in a good place. I didn't understand female dynamics. I didn't understand what it took to lead a relationship. I didn't understand that. I was in the mindset of, oh, we're equal. Everything's equal. So I wasn't in a good mindset. And I knew that I didn't have a good, but just to be completely honest, I had a horrible experience when I went to that sit-in because I was like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what the hell to do. Like, I didn't even show up the last day because I was so scared that if I did, I would commit because I knew I wanted it so much. And I knew that the only reason I was having a bad experience was because I wasn't taking ownership in my own life by leading myself and my partner at the time. And like, I knew it was like, it was me. It wasn't like the event. Cause there was guys that were like, oh yeah, I'm making 100,000 a month. I'm like, I made like 1,000 last month. So yeah. And then I ended up not doing anything up until COVID. Then it was August up until about March. I was just struggling, trying to do it by myself, having a little bit of like success, but not really. I think the most I ever got up to was like 6,000. It was like a random month. But it was all in person. I was literally, if you guys know anything about New York, I was hopping from gym to gym, going from train to train, spending 2 hours to get to a client for an hour session. It was rough. It was hustle, but it was like hard work that like I might as well have been doing anything else. Wow. Like I felt like an employee. I might as well have been an employee.
Wow.
And even at my peak at Equinox, when I was an employee, like I was making maybe 3,000 to 4,000 a month working 60 hours a week. That's real. That's a thing. And they promise you, oh, you'll make your first 100K, blah, blah, blah. You'll make 100,000. All these gyms promise you'll make $100,000 a year. It's like the people that do that, they're working insane hours. They're on a ton of caffeine. They have a horrible lifestyle. And like, and really they burn out. So that was up until COVID. And then COVID hit. And then I was like, do or die. I'm like, I don't even have money to invest in this, but I had recently broken up with my girlfriend and I was just like, I just need to do something. I have to do this. And I don't care if I have to sell my kidney to make this happen. I literally had that mindset when I got on the phone with Richard. Richard picked up. I'm like, dude, how do I make this work? What do I sign? What do I give you? And he's like, okay, this is how we do this. And then we get started. And that was the scariest decision I ever made. But at the same time, the state of mind, I was in such a place of absolute certainty that like Vince is going to take care of me. I just knew you're a man of God. You believe you're a man of faith. So I was like, Vince is going to take care of me.
Ursulon, that was your decision moment. Would you say, does that sum it up? I love to ask a very clear question. Why did you decide to join?
I love that question. So for me, it was, I've read all the books like, and there's obviously there's more books to read. I'm not saying like I've read all the books, but like I've read Thinking Grow Rich. I've read like personal development books. And I always wanted to like be successful as an entrepreneur. I always wanted to make six figures and seven figures as an entrepreneur. And I wanted it. But deep down inside, to be completely honest, I never believed it would be possible for me. Even with my prior business success, I didn't truly believe it. And I told myself that day, if I don't do this, I'm never going to believe it because if you can't have the carriage before the horse, whatever that phrase is, like there's a step-by-step process. And sometimes it's like you said, you got to borrow belief, having you there, having Corb there, borrowing your guys' belief. I'm in a place now where it's, I truly in my heart of hearts believe that I can hit a multi six figure month this month. And I know I'm going to do it like kind of thing.
You're going to hit a multi five figure month this month. We're on pace to, you know, hit a multi six-figure business. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You got it, man. Dude, I love it. So let's just, what were you, I think you already answered the question here, but I want to be real clear. So the decision moment was that you always knew deep down that you wanted more and you wanted to be successful, but you know, why, and I think you answered the question, why did you almost not join? You just didn't think it was possible. Why didn't you think it was possible?
I just didn't have that self-worth and self-confidence. I grew up with really poor self-confidence and self-worth. And it wasn't until last like year, honestly, it wasn't until the mastermind that I realized like that's a skill that you can build on by doing things like keeping your word, by doing things like progressing. Like I didn't understand these concepts.
Amazing. So you're talking about, yeah, people sell confidence, but you can't sell confidence because confidence comes from one character. It comes from consistency, and character and consistency produces competence, and then competence produces confidence. I think you're starting to see, oh, I just have to put the work in. It's actually, you can work. That was, you've always had going for you. And you tapped into that work ethic, that New York City work ethic, and you just redirected that energy. So I think what everyone wants to know now is like, what kind of specific results have you started seeing? Not just financial, in terms of clarity and discipline and just like your vision, like how are you thinking differently now? And what have you been most, just talk about that. I'd just love to talk about some of the specific results that have transpired since March. We're almost, it's end of the year. What is that? Almost 9 months. What kind of things how's your life changed, improved? Better or for worse? Because sometimes as your business grows, things get tougher. They don't always necessarily get easier. So yeah, just tell us a bit about the changes over the last 9 months.
Yeah, I ended up joining the mastermind in April. Yeah. So yeah, it's literally what you said in the beginning, man, which is everything you experienced when you started on this journey. It's literally every single thing it was like shocking to hear you say all that. I'm like, oh, wow. I thought he just had it all together. And like, he just said that he experienced the same thing I did. Which was like, there was a lot of work you had to do on yourself. You said that. So I felt the same way. There was a lot of potential. And then like, finally I had a roadmap of the work I needed to do to become the person that I always knew I could be. I would have glimpses of this person, this higher version of myself, at like randomly Equinox, like doing things unconsciously of like being a top performer. But like now I know there's like a system to it. So the changes that I've made is I'm in a place most days of absolute certainty about who I am, my purpose in my life, which is to inspire people to overcome their lower selves, evolve into the highest and strongest version of themselves, you know, without stealing Elliot Hulse's tagline. But like that's something that specifically I've experienced, which is I've overcome a lot of my lower habits. Sleeping in, feeling comfortable, all these lower habits of I don't feel like doing it. It doesn't matter how you feel, you do it anyways. So like these shifts have been critical for me.
What was the catalyst? Like what's continuing to support you in making these shifts in terms of, this overcoming of your lower self? I love this concept. Like we all have these lower selves. Bezos calls it the inner bitch.
Yes.
But we need to unlock the inner beast. We all have these laziness habits and laziness, fear, undisciplined, unfocused mindsets. But the thing is, so does everybody else. So you're not competing with anybody else. You're always competing with yourself. Share something maybe tactical that's been helpful for overcoming your lower. So I think just having an awareness that there's a lower self, higher self, like that in itself, like there's a journey, there's a gap there. And you have to first figure out, do you even want to go on that journey? But tactically, how do you continue to do that?
So it's exactly what you said. It is an everyday thing. It's something you have to earn every day. You probably can tell, I listen to a lot of like motivational videos. So like Greg Plant, one of my like icons of all time, sadly passed away. But
yeah,
one thing he would say is rent is due every day. So one thing I do every day is I make sure I wake up early before the sun and at no matter what, 4:45, I'm up. You know, one day I'll get it down to 4:30 and 4 like you, or like 3:55, right?
You're on your way.
So 4:45, I'm up. And for me, what works, this is like an anchor, is I need to exercise and I need to, the tactical thing is cold shower. I need like to take it. A cold shower. So like I could do a podcast about a cold shower.
You do 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 10 seconds. Wait, how long you go?
I take a full shower. So it's okay. I used to time it for 6 minutes, but like now I can round up to, it's probably over 5 minutes every single time, every day.
No kidding. I didn't know this.
What's that?
Yeah. You've never shared this before.
Yeah. The reason I do this is for so many reasons, but it's you between the faucet and the faucet is on, and everything in between the faucet and you is like excuses. Ah, it's too cold. It's too early. I might get sick, blah, all of these excuses. And the answer is right in front of your freaking face. And it's like a little painful, but if you're willing to go through that initial pain, on the other side of it is the pride. It's like what Greg Plitt says. He's like, if you stand there and you don't jump in, then the pain lasts forever. But if you take the suck, accept the suck factor and jump in, then the pain is temporary and then the pride is forever. But what that really does for me is it shifts me out of this fight and flight into this relaxed creation mode of like proactivity instead of like reactivity, where I feel like I immediately overcome my lower self and there's an immediate shift into a higher version of myself.
Mm, I love it. I love that visual of the, not you in the shower, by the way.
My audience would love that, by the way.
I love that visual of the faucet, the rain coming down, and like you have it every second that goes by, you can just turn it off. You can turn it off if you want. You can walk. You don't have to stand here. I'll just love that. That's a beautiful metaphor for the day, right? For the light, for your whole life, to be honest. Nobody's forcing you to put in the work. Nobody's forcing you. You can just keep doing what you're doing. This is your decision. I think that's it's really powerful. Love to hear from you. What's been the most surprising thing for you just like coming into our world that you didn't expect?
It's a great question. I would say how simple it is, but at the same time, like how it's something that I wouldn't have been able to do on my own, because there's a level of knowledge and growth and accountability and just being around people that like that are at a higher level than you. I didn't recognize the power of, you know, proximity, as Ed Milet says. So like having these people that are way ahead of you, it's like that phrase is so cliche, but if you're hanging around the barbershop for long enough, you're bound to get a haircut kind of thing. If you don't have any hair, right? So,
dude, you're just full of the one-liners today. I'm loving it. These are fantastic. I'm like writing them down. This is great.
So that's what happened to me. I came in the group at zero, literally. I didn't know anything about internet marketing. I didn't know anything, zero. Like, I had 100 friends on Facebook, literally. And just seeing that when you surround yourself with people, like it'll raise that internal temperature, like Ed Milet says, right? And it's super simple, but at the same time, it does require work. It's like anything else, it's simple. So that's the main thing. It was simple, but it's not still easy. Hard.
You're saying it's simple, but it's not easy. As Corby right. says, pushups are simple until you're asked to do 100 of them.
Exactly.
And that's what we're asking you to do. It's the bicep curls, deadlifts are easy until you add a couple of plates to each side and have to rep all 20 reps. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good. So, hey, just what's been most helpful for you? I'm just curious to know in terms of like tidbits, tactics, in terms of specific training advice that we've given you, like what, when you build a business, when you build the body, you need a strategy, right? When you build your life, you need a strategy. Hope is not a strategy. So what's your strategy? Like just for people listening in, like how does he, we didn't share your specific income on that and that's fine, but you're on track for a high six figure business within the next year or two. And I think what people want to know is, so what's he doing? What do you got him doing? Are we having you build complicated funnels? What does your day look like? I think the good way to put it is, if you could only do three things a day, let's put Ursula on the spot here. If you could only do three activities a day, what would be the three activities you focus on every day to continually see growth?
That's actually a pretty easy question for me to answer, because I only do three things every day. I make content, I have conversations, and I book calls, and that's it.
I love it. GPS, great content, productive conversations, and a simple sales system. I love it. dude, that's so refreshing to hear, man. And I know some people like, now speak to that. Come on, man. Really? I pulled Biden on you. Come on, so, man.
I'd love to jump in here. That might sound like, oh, Vince told you to say that. Like, literally, that's what I do. Like, I have good content that a little bit deeper, right? I know my marketplace.
Yep.
I know my offer. I know my messaging, by the way, which is everything Vince talks about, which he like is the foundation. Because I know my marketplace, offer, and message, my content is very in alignment all the time. So I'm reaching my audience. And because of that, they're reaching out to me and I'm reaching out to them. And then I'm seeing if I can help them. I'm booking calls. I'm following a sales process that Corb gave us, that you gave us.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm collecting money. And that's simply it. Obviously, I'm working on expanding my network and like doing that. But that's really it. Those are the main three things I do every day.
That's fantastic. Love it. So tell me a bit about my final question. Actually, I might have one or two more for you. You've kept this model simple. Oh yeah. Something that stood out to me is when you join the group is that you probably ask more questions than anybody else. All right. So I need you to help me do my job. And this isn't just for our members listening, but for anybody who's in another person's coaching program, something that you're a great example of, which reminded me a lot about myself, is you're not afraid to ask questions and sometimes even hog the mic. And I don't care, because if no one else is saying anything, I'm like, he's getting what he's asking questions. He's making the most of his investment. You see, there's a lot of people who are quiet. Just what would be your advice to somebody who's on the outskirts and they're almost, I think I know what it is, actually. I think I might have the language for it, but they're still curious. I don't know if they've made the full commitment, even though they're paying us. I don't know if they're fully committed to their own future. And I felt, no, I'm trying to figure, why is this guy asking so many questions? He's committed. Would you say that's accurate? That like the difference between people who are asking lots of questions and those who are just on the calls listening, but not really engaging, and they're consistently quiet. What do you think that is? Can you speak to that? Maybe give us somebody who's listening right now, who knows, like, I'm not making the most of this. What would you tell them?
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly it. It's commitment. And by the way, I struggle with commitment a lot until I joined this mastermind, because I realized that when you commit to something, it's cliche, you got to jump in hard. You got to burn the boats when you commit to something. And it's, for me, it's something that I think that's 100%. And even further than that, like even in school, like I did very well in school. I had straight A's, but the reason why is because I'd sit in the front of the class and I'd ask the most questions. I'd ask questions that other kids would laugh at, but I didn't care because I knew I was getting that A at the end of the day. And then in my mind, my mom would let me play video games if I got A's. So,
well, Ursula, I want to tell you something. I want you to keep asking questions. Just because your business grows, you never get to a level where you get to stop asking questions. Even when your business is seven figures. Last night I was on the call with, there's just a few of us on the 100 million call, Dan Fleischman, Billy Jean, and I think three other members and me of a group of over 100 members. There's literally three attendees. And I asked questions. I got some like massive insights, and I came on live last night. You heard the live I did, and I just kind of, I think I resonated a message that a lot of people needed to hear right now, but I got it because I asked a question on that call. And I was like, there's something missing. I know I need to be telling my crew something. I didn't have the words for it. And I asked the question, I got the answer, and I shared it. So I think you're a great example of just showing up and being teachable. You're very teachable, and you're okay, you know, not getting it right like the first time, like even asking the question over. I think some people are afraid to ask the same question twice because, man, I already asked that. I don't want to embarrass myself. But you're like, no, I'm here to learn. So I just admire your commitment to your future and the value you bring our group as well. You bring so much value. You're active in the community. Everybody loves you. And you're in a Bible study now with my dad in the morning times. I talked to my Papa Luch this morning and he said, yeah, Ursulon was there and Mark was there and AJ was there. And anyways, I heard you guys, I wish I could join you guys, but I just got time with the family in the morning. That's amazing. Hey, just let's wrap this up with one final question. Who would you not so much even recommend the seven-figure mastermind for? You can speak to that too, but let's be honest. Like, you're not joining a coaching program. You're not making a commitment to a coaching program. You're making a commitment to change your life. Who would you recommend? Like, changing your life is not for everyone. A lot of people say they want to change, but who would you recommend our program for if they're looking to change their, you know, business life, their financial situation, and they truly want to overcome their lower self and see what's possible? Who needs to be, where does their head need to be at?
Yeah, man. The first thing I would say, if financially this is, you're losing money not doing this. There's no questions asked.
I'm glad you said it.
There's no questions asked. There's not, absolutely not. But beyond that, what I would say is, if you're looking to become like the most, the highest version of yourself and evolve and level up, this is for you. 100%. You will be pushed to overcome a lot of the habits that you've developed during being a lower version of yourself, really.
Wow.
And I can attest to that. Like, I have overcome so many limiting beliefs that like I never thought it was possible. Like, I come from a trainer background where I'm training people one-on-one. I never thought people would pay $1,200. Like, the amount of money that I'm getting now, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I'm not even there. And so it's just if you want to overcome your lower version and level up and become a higher version of yourself, this is absolutely for you.
Awesome. Thank you, man. How can people get in contact with you and where your work is being posted, published every day?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on Facebook only. So it's just my first and last name. It's Ersalan Ali. And then I'm sure you'll put it down in the description so people can know how to type you up.
We absolutely will. Ersalan does an amazing daily live, and you definitely want to all tune in and see him bring the fire and fire up his audience and how he's changing people's lives. You're lit, brother. You know what lit stands for?
Absolutely. Actually, I don't know what it stands for, but I know what it means.
I was a leader impacting transformations.
I love that. I'm stealing it.
You're lit, brother. You're a leader impacting transformation. So keep it up. Keep up the great work. Thanks for just making our group a better place. And we will all talk to you next time. Hey, everybody, please pay this episode forward. Take a screenshot of it. Post it up on Instagram. Tag me at Vince Del Monte. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please do that. If you're ready to get started to grow or scale your own online fitness business. If you want to build a high ticket fitness empire, you want to join the same program that Ursulon's in, then just send me a message on Instagram with the keyword millionaire. I know what that means. We can have a little chat and we can tell you about something we're doing super special for my 41st birthday, if you can believe it, on November 26th. So definitely don't miss out on that. But you do need to get your call scheduled before November 26th in order to be able to take advantage of something that will simply blow you away and make this a no-brainer decision to join us now and not later. Take care, everybody. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks, Vince.
You're welcome.